Welcome, bathroom brainiacs, trivia enthusiasts, and curious minds, to the podcast that turns your restroom rendezvous into a brain-boosting experience. Get ready to take a break from the mundane and turn those bathroom moments into an epic trivia showdown. I'm your host, Matthew Livingstone, and this is Bathroom Break Trivia, the podcast where knowledge meets porcelain. Let's take a leak and listen. This is episode 8. Today's episode is Star Trek Deep Space Nine Season 1 and some general Trek questions. So let's move along home. Question number 1. What was the original name for the Cardassian station that becomes Deep Space Nine? Question number 2. What made Deep Space Nine so important to the security of the Federation? Question number 3. What is the name of the non-human chief of security Sisko often calls Constable? Question number 4. What is the name of the former Cardassian commander of Deep Space Nine, who makes many appearances throughout the series as the villain? Question number 5. What is the name of the Cardassian tailor that has been exiled from the Cardassian Union and is eventually discovered to be a former operative of the Cardassian Obsidian Order, the Cardassian Intelligence Agency? Question number 6. What character meets Sisko at the beginning of Emissary and gives him his orders to take command of Deep Space Nine? Question number 7. What is the name of the symbiote that Jadzia is carrying, with Jadzia being the 8th host to carry the symbiote? Question number 8. Which character leaves the Enterprise D to become the chief of operations for the station? Question number 9. The first season of Deep Space Nine ran concurrently with Star Trek The Next Generation. Which season of Star Trek The Next Generation was airing at the same time as Deep Space Nine? And question number 10. What are the auxiliary craft called that are assigned to Deep Space Nine? Alright, now that you guys have had a chance to think about it, let's go over the answers. So, question number 1. What was the original name for the Cardassian station that becomes Deep Space Nine? That is Terok Nor. Question number 2. What made Deep Space Nine so important to the security of the Federation? And that is the presence of the wormhole to the Gamma Quadrant. Question number 3. What is the name of the non-human chief of security Sisko often calls Constable? And his name is Odo. The name means unknown sample, and he is played by René Auberjonois. Question number 4. What is the name of the former Cardassian commander of Terok Nor, who makes many appearances throughout the series as the villain? And that was Gul Dukat, played by Mark Alimo. Question number 5. What is the name of the Cardassian tailor that has been exiled from the Cardassian Union and is eventually discovered to be a former operative of the Cardassian Obsidian Order, the Cardassian Intelligence Agency? And his name was Elam Garrick, played by Andrew Robinson? Question number 6. What character meets Sisko at the beginning of Emissary and gives him his orders to take command of Deep Space Nine? And that is Captain Jean-Luc Picard. Sisko does not like him because he remembers him as Locutus at the Battle of Wolf 359. Question number 7. What is the name of the symbiote that Jadzia is carrying, with Jadzia being the 8th host to carry this symbiote? And that is the Dax symbiote. Question number 8. Which character leaves the Enterprise D to become the chief of operations for the station? And that is Miles O'Brien, played by Colm Meaney. He left Star Trek The Next Generation to take a main role in Deep Space Nine. Question number 9. The first season of Deep Space Nine ran concurrently with Star Trek The Next Generation. Which season of Star Trek The Next Generation was airing at the same time as the season 1 of Deep Space Nine? And that is season 6 of The Next Generation. And question number 10. What are the auxiliary craft called that are assigned to Deep Space Nine? And they are called runabouts. They are Danube-class vessels, usually named after rivers on Earth, such as the Ganges or the Rio Grande. The hint to next week's episode is, Shepard says this is their favorite podcast on the Citadel. And that's it for today's episode of Bathroom Break Trivia. How did you do? Don't forget, please leave me a review on your podcatcher of choice. If you want to donate to the podcast, earn yourself a shout out, have me write a game for you, or even if you want to come on the podcast, please go check me out at Patreon at patreon.com/bathroombreaktrivia. If you have any suggestions, comments, or want to tell me how you did, please feel free to reach out to me at bathroombreaktrivia@gmail.com. Or join the Facebook group Bathroom Break Trivia. Just send a request to join and I'll let you right in. The music you hear on the podcast is Sunshine Whistle by Top Flow and Funky by Grand Project. Both songs come from Pixabay, royalty-free music. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Bathroom Break Trivia, the podcast where knowledge meets porcelain. And until next week, this is your host, Matthew Livingstone, signing off.